Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
America's greatest superhero.
Hang on, kid.
Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, Valerie Bertinelli, Margot Kidder, and Christopher Reeve as Superman. And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of hell. Boy!
Holy! My God!
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, there's no
Giddy up.
Thank you.
Costa to Coast. It's the Friday Possum theme.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I'm one for bazookas, what hates all palookas, what ain't on the ups and swear. Boy, I biffs them and buffs them and always outrubs them, but none of them gets nowhere. Now if anyone dares to risk my fist, it's buff and it's wham, understand? So keep good behavior, it's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah, he went there, man. He did. It does sound like Gigantor. Except for the g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g. Never got a dinner. Never got a dinner. Okay. It's Apple Cheeks, Alice. Nice. Okay, well, welcome to Friday Night Possum. Right here on Earth. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's... Possum Hour. Wednesday mornings at 5 o'clock, she's leaving home. Bye-bye. And then on Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum once again. So, there you have it. And without too much further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. That's the Popeye I like right there. The old Popeye.
Yeah. I can't get the cue I want. That'll work. So that's going to be the new thing, man. Saturday mornings, they got an hour of Popeye at 7.
But not the good ones, right? Not the Fletcher Brothers.
I have no idea.
It starts tomorrow. Oh, okay.
I think it starts in January.
Oh, okay.
Thank God we got Westerns tomorrow morning. I believe it's 7. It's 7. I think that's Maverick. And I think Have Gun is on at 8. And then
nice,
at 9
nice,
is Wagon Train. So, you know, say goodbye. These quality programs.
Well, you got your grit.
I can switch them. They're going to have a Popeye at 7, Tom and Jerry at 8, and Looney Tunes at 9. 3 hours. Like I said, it'd be better served on Sunday morning.
Yes, it would be. Yes,
blazing
would
some
be.
Of Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Islands and the other head
but
of the
could
class.
See, you can see their line of reasoning, though, because it used to be Saturday morning cartoons with us when we were growing up.
Sure,
so,
sure. I appreciate it.
Move the Westerns over to Sunday. That's all. Just ship the Westerns over to Sunday.
I don't want to. Yeah, it's just like it's not fair to like have to lose Westerns for this, man.
Yeah,
it's unfair.
It's unjust, Commodore.
They're threatening me.
Yeah.
Oh
tell
yeah, and
Randolph
I looked
off the sky.
Yeah, they'd do it for Randolph Scott. It would, man. It's my cue.
Uh-huh.
I'm so well organized here.
Oh.
Here we go. You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Classic.
Okay. All right. All right. It's time to play the horn. Going backward in time. What time is it? It's 2013 all over again.
2013.
E-T-F-O.
Why 2013?
Well, because 2020 sucked.
Oh, there you go.
This was back in February, which is like the weirdest spelled month of the year. Also like the coldest and shortest. Fuck
the fuck
February.
Up month.
Yeah, fuck February. Get rid of it. Skip it there.
Yep, 86.
And this is one of my pet peeves over many, many years. Auto-tuning.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, I think the first hit song, hit pop song with auto tuning was Legendary Cher.
All right.
I Believe in Love.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, I believe Cher is going to get blown the fuck up.
Blow her the fuck up.
Again?
All right.
What does your watch say?
Tick, 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 tick.
Oh!
Holy shit! Oh, fuck! God damn it!
I can't see any clam.
Oh! Oh! He's got me! He's got me! Oh! 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 He's got me! He's got me! Let go! Oh! 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 Oh!
Do you believe in love after love?
Pull the string.
I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but first old loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ass with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving, and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the count, called mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around.
The original.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a round trip.
Okay.
He hit that in the bay. Get it? He hit it in the bay.
Hit it in the bay.
Otis Redding.
Otis. Gotta love Otis.
Man. That was a career cut way too short.
Oh, you got that right.
I don't even think he heard the final mix of sitting in the dock of the bay. He like recorded that and then plane crashed a couple weeks later.
Bam. Poor Otis.
How you doing, Ted? Yeah, he's about out of water. I took Ted over to the vet to get his talons cut back. My God, he grows. He makes Howard Hughes
right.
Look like, well manicured. I'm saying. Only he had Howard Hughes bank. So then the vet gives me the good news. Yeah, we want to make an appointment for Ted.
Yeah.
We got the reason why he's drinking so much water and pissing so much is because he is entering into kidney failure. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer Ted's going to be
barking
at us, but.
Hang in there, Ted.
For the eventual day. But he's okay. It was a beautiful day today. Beautiful.
Yeah, what's that though?
And I went out and I picked up dog shit, about 2 weeks worth of dog shit back there. And,
good day.
The thing about it, he's getting old, right? He's getting really old.
Uh-huh.
One leg is all bandied up, and he walks funny to begin with. And he will go out to pee, which is good. We like that. Come on in. Come on in and bark at everybody, Ted. but he doesn't make it onto the grass, hardly ever. So he's constantly peeing on the concrete outside. I went out there today. I'm like, holy magoo, did it stink. Because I hadn't hosed it off for about 2 weeks. Okay, come on in. telling tales on you. Yeah. Yeah. My backyard stinks like pee. My backyard stinks like pee.
Atta boy, Ted.
All right, Ted. You're in good voice tonight. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Apple Cheeks Alice!
Apple Cheeks
Come
Alice.
Here. Apple Cheeks. Come on, tell me about it. Oof. I know it. And Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show
Dr.
without
Cake.
Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
You got that right, Ted. You got that right, Ted. You got that right. And Ford Prefect here. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
You know where your towel is, Ted? He's like, fuck no. Nicely done. And Francie's here from the Francie and Friends.
Francie.
Ruff, one more for the friends. Come on. One more for the friends. Ruff.
Give it up for the friends.
No?
Oh.
Okay.
No, okay.
There he goes. There he is. The strongest man on the internet. G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton. There you go.
One more for G. Oh! Yeah. And let's see. Oh, and our old pal Oops here. Other people's eyes.
Oops. Other people's eyes.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's a nice.
It wouldn't be a black hole without Ford Prefect. Indeed, Ted. And last but not least, and carrying, bringing up the rear, as he's known to do, it's the sinister minister of finance and park. The afore unmentioned Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
Right,
Ted? Hey, thank you, Ted.
Boston Lounge. Right, Ted?
All right.
There you go, baby. Enjoy. And go lay down after that, because you're not supposed to have those treats, according to the vet.
Oh, no.
Yep. There they are, the Boston Lounge.
With your super host,
as the Beaver.
Look up yonder in the sky now. What is that, I pray? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a man insane. It's my president, LBJ. Flying high, way up in the sky, just like Superman. But I have got a little piece of kryptonite. Yes, I'll bring it back to land. Said, come out, Lyndon, with your hands held high. Drop your guns, baby, and reach for the sky. I've got you surrounded and you ain't got a chance. Send you back to Texas, make you work on your ranch, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was, I've been swimming in comic books for the last Well, pretty much through the pandemic, they've been part of the atmosphere around here. As I have this very, way too large collection that was in disrepair. So I started buying bags and boards so I could store them properly and not ruin their value entirely. So I bought the first batch and ran out, you know. Bought the second batch. I thought, did I buy too much? Nope. Ran out again. So I got a third batch coming. I got my living room has all these comic boxes and piles of comic books everywhere. It's kind of fun.
Save the comic books.
Yeah, so it's been a comic book pandemic for me. Something to do. I've been reading a few. They're fun. Excuse me. But I'm looking at this collection going, it's not, I mean, what a boat anchor, you know? Come on. what was I thinking? Why didn't I stop at, like, you know? Seems excessive. So anyway, I was going through go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, how did it lead you to Country Joe the Fish? Go ahead.
Well, because in the song, he mentions Doctor Strange and the Fantastic Four and Superman.
Now, I've heard all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor Strange being one of my favorite characters.
I think that was Christo's, man. Christo had the He was going to use that as his name on Blog Folk Radio. I don't know why he didn't.
Yeah. He was Doctor Strange, man. God bless him.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go inside. I had them stored in the guest room, spare room, whatever you want to fucking call that. Ted's room, actually.
Okay.
I got the mattress on the floor. Ted sleeps on that sometimes.
Okay.
But he's old. He can't jump up into my bed. So anyways, I says. So I was looking around just to make sure I had all the comic books because I found a one stack, you know, that I hadn't worn in the boxes with the rest of them and whatnot. Uh-huh. I want to get this all wrapped up, you know. I don't want a comic book sitting around here anymore. It's not bagged, boarded, and put in a box, right?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I'm going to veer off for a second. Monday night, right after the show, I sent you a private message. I got him. I got the Great White Hunter.
Yeah.
Right after the show. Snap. Ooh. Dead mouse in the kit in the living room. I think that's the last of them. I think I got him.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Apple Cheeks, but they won't cooperate. Go away. So, anyways, I says, the next day I clean up the crime scene, dispose of the evidence. I stick them in the garbage can, and this is what it starts going through my head, you know. All right.
Good
fellas.
Good check for it.
Swear to God, I was going. I saw his mouse carcass going out between the banana peels and eggshells. So to get back to it, that's why I veered off on the mouse thing, because the son of a bitch wasn't him, but it was one of his predecessors some years ago that was trying to, I don't know, he was building a condo in the spare room underneath one of the little dry sinks, and he filled it up with all this chewed up newspaper, and I'm like, fuck, where'd he get, and I recognized some of it. I had a big stack of Little Abner Sunday funnies I cut out when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I finally got back into that stuff, back in the corner, and he ate pretty much that whole pile of Little Abners, which was fine because they were worthless. But
they won't keep anyway, not those newspapers.
No, they were really really yellowed.
Yeah, newspaper clippings aren't going to make it.
So, but then I also had, from 1985, the front page of the Dispatch, Nixon dies at 81. So,
okay.
Nixon's dead, and that got chewed up. The mice liked that one. Except when it got, they didn't chew Nixon's face, though. You know, they got right up to the face, the picture. And I don't know about that guy.
They didn't have the stomach for that.
There was a pile of, there was a stack of comics in there that were spared, but one of them got ate, and it was a giant-sized Jimmy Olsen. And I'm a little, that one.
Yeah.
Not. They deserve to die for that. All right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen. I love Jimmy Olsen, man. It's Superman's pal.
It's the All-American boy.
Nibbled the edges of that. It's worthless. Nixon died. Ford, you should read more newspapers. Do they even make newspapers? I don't know. There's none in my spare room anymore. Well, anyway, yeah, and then the other thing, really kind of valuable. I don't know how valuable it was because it wasn't in tip-top condition. But it certainly was in better condition than being chewed by a mouse. And I had this ancient comic book. It was before comic books. It was like, I don't know, 11 by 14 or something. Buster Brown comic.
Whoa.
And, yeah, it was like fucking, you know, 1902
shit.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
It was wrapped up too, and he fucking chewed through some of that. So I guess the older the newspaper, the more tasty it is to the fucking mouth.
Must be.
I didn't feel bad when I seen Mickey two times going down in the garbage can. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Bye bye.
Now you're
going to
take it out on all the beasts. If you have more,
straight,
you got to kill them.
Straight. To Vendetta from Hero and Out.
That's right.
Indeed. Right.
Pay for the sins of your fathers, you little bastard. Yep. That's how the
quickie. This isn't really a quickie, but I'm in control, man. I'm drunk with power.
Okay.
And a couple of beers. Go!
Sad times, go long, bad times, we are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times, cloudy, gray times, you are now a thing of the past. Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again, let us sing a song of cheer again. Days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. We will tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. So happy days are here again. Happy days are here again.
about it now. Let's tell the world about it now. We will tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. So happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again.
Massive dumps.
Break his pants. So those happy days are here again. Uncle Bobo lost the election again today.
Yeah, he just keeps losing it.
You think after a while he gets, you know, hey, I don't know, man. Huh? I think maybe you lost, dude. Just be me. 37th time in a row, it might give you a hint.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Happy days are here again, indeed. Oh, I was looking up, we were talking about The Godfather 3 or whatever, the coda they want to call it now.
Okay.
And I think it's a money grab.
Yeah, okay.
I'll watch it for free. I will not pay money to watch it. Although I don't think I've paid money to watch any of the Godfathers except for watching a commercial.
Same here.
But, so I saw a thing with Robert Duvall. Like, you know, the algorithm's reading our minds, so of course they show me a video choice on YouTube. Robert Duvall reacts to not being in Godfather 3. So I said, ha-ha!
Yeah.
Here's our answer to our question. So it wasn't like, I think he asked for some money, and they went, yeah, never mind, you know, and just kind of walked away. It wasn't like a big deal.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he gave a fuck. But yeah. Obviously, Coppola didn't give a fuck either. So they just kind of, and it was probably a budgetary, you know, just, well, if he doesn't really want to do it, he wants so much money.
But Howard Stern, he said that he was passed over, he wasn't asked or something like that. I think maybe I'm wrong on that too. I'm
this was
wrong.
Larry
it's been
King,
a while since
so I think Larry King outranks Howard Stern. So
Oh yeah.
Got the suspenders.
Yeah, that's a shame, man. But Bobby DeVos deserves it. I mean, he's Tom for fuck's sake.
Makes the fucking move. I mean, it's not The Godfather without.
Yeah, he's Tom fucking
Hagen.
I'm
like, if he'd been,
he's the smart.
If he'd
one.
Have passed away or something, I could excuse it. But the guy was—he's still alive, Christ's sake.
Yes.
So I say they should have given him like $8 million, and and digitally put his head on fucking George Hamilton. Then I would pay money to go see it. Not until then.
He was the great Sandini, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Academy Award winner, man.
Yes.
Dillman's Grove. Wasn't that it?
He deserves everything he asked for.
GT says they are making a fourth Godfather movie. I don't believe so. They had plans, though, to do a fourth one.
Yeah.
With Andy Garcia returning. And Leonardo DiCaprio being the young.
No shit.
Whatever. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio, man. Well,
he's a good actor, though. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
You ever see Gilbert Grape?
No, I never did. See
Gilbert
that.
Grape? He did a great job as a little retarded kid.
Yeah.
Mentally challenged kid. See, sake.
He won an award for that?
Pretty funny. No. He should have.
That's a good way to win an award, man.
Yeah.
Somebody that's handicapped. You can't, handicaps.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Handicap's not a bad word.
Just
a word. Nothing.
I didn't care for Sean Penn's, though. Sam-I-Am? I didn't care for that movie.
Not sure if I saw that.
He did a good job and everything, but yeah, it just didn't make a difference. What's that?
There was a TV movie with Frederick Forrest. And he was really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And he wasn't retarded. Sorry, he wasn't mentally challenged. he was just put in the home by mistake, you know, because of some other thing. And they realized that when they asked him what candy he wanted, and he said he wanted
Yeah.
And he wanted M&M's, but he was sounding out as
See that?
Pretty cool.
Can read. Yeah.
Yeah, he could read. So they're like, "Whoa, this guy's not supposed to be here."
Okay.
That was a cool movie, man. Frederick Forrest, man, he was a damn good actor. And he was in everything for about 5 years. And then what the fuck happened to him? He's gone.
Poof. Poof.
He was on my radar as a good actor. I'll have to check out that Gilbert Grape thing one of these days. Isn't that what they got the real heavyweight mom and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Good movie. Juliette Lewis.
Looks like a good movie. Looks like one of the movies I'm going, oh, jeez. Bar fighting this or something. Pop off. I don't know.
But DiCaprio was outstanding, especially for as young as he was.
Man.
Straight out of television.
He's been working since he was a baby, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good actor. He's just
got
some movies I don't care for, that's all. I've yet to see this Gatsby. So far, no one's made a good movie of the Great Gatsby. And the guy did his movies, a real fucking moron. I hate that guy. Baz Luhrmann?
Dude, I'm 20 years removed from knowing anything about popular movies. I'm not kidding, man.
He did that Moulin Rouge movie that I can't stand.
Okay, another one I didn't want.
Where they're all singing modern songs. It's really.
I remember that.
Around like a moron. Yeah.
He looked dumb. Yeah.
A very stupid movie.
You know, it's really dumb.
Like that.
Take a spin. You could be a winner.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
Here we go. All right. I forgot it last week. Or whenever we were on. We're always on. This is the Friday show, right? Well, I guess that means it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I should have tipped you off that tomorrow's Frank Sinatra's birthday. We're gonna have a Friday Frank. Forgot about it.
Oh, do I got any Friday Frank, man? Hey, actually, I do.
All right, there you go.
What the fuck is that? Yeah, but it's like Christmas one. Why the fuck do I have it? Let it snow.
Close enough. Let it snow. Oh, that was a blow up. It hadn't been a blow up.
The only other one I got is a Friday Frank Zappa. Eccentrifugal Force.
That was close enough. He's chairman of the board.
He's chairman of his board.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Hey, everybody should be chairman of their own board now that I think about it.
Right. Exactly.
Don't blame me.
After my domain.
Don't blame me. It was Ford's idea. 3 minutes! You'll never get back.
Oh, man! I'm constipated! The poop is stuck inside my butt. I'm pushing and pushing, but the poop just won't come out. I'm pushing, I'm pushing, the poop does not want to leave my behind. I'm a constipated man, I'm carrying my poop inside my bowels. I got 6 days worth of poop just sitting right there in my bowels.
To bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
That was some 3 minutes, that was. Good God.
Oh, it brought tears to my eyes.
Got into detail.
There's a whole album dedicated to, poop and stuff by this guy.
Uh-huh.
Highlight. Or low lights, depending on
which direction you look at it. So, it's funny. This isn't a headline, but Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock, they started delivering these fucking giant garbage bins. Now, when I moved in, I said, you have an option. You can get one of these bins. They don't cost anything. I'm like, what the fuck? I only have one little kitchen bag of garbage, usually, every week, you know?
Yeah.
And I recycle everything. I'm an avid recycler. So, they put out this giant garbage bin. I'm like, well, okay. I took my one lone bag of garbage out to this curb and put it at this giant garbage bin. And keeping an eye on it, the garbage truck rolls up. The garbage guy gets off the garbage truck, opens up the bin, takes the bag out, and throws it in the truck. instead of hooking the big thing onto the back of the truck and dumping it in like an idiot, you know.
Yeah.
And it's stupid. They're gonna make me roll that out to the curb every week. When if I just set my one bag, I'm sure the garbage man would prefer just like pick up that one bag and not fuck with it.
Yeah, but they like it a bit though.
Somebody's micromanaging, you know.
They think
Adam
was going to tear it up.
Well, there is that. I mean, you're covering a wide swath. It's not just me. But still, I think it's silly for me to have to use. But I read the letter that they came with the brand new thing. They got a recycle one, too. Huge fucking thing. They say they have a smaller one. I might opt for a smaller one.
There you go.
But you have to use it as of March jeez. Okay. And they want me to wear a mask. Taking away my freedoms. Freedom prize. Alright, here's some real estate news. Remember whatever happened to Baby Jane? Joan Crawford and Betty Davis there. I saw that when I was like 10 or so, you know. I think it was a Saturday, Sunday afternoon movie, but still, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, creepy.
Creep show. Yikes.
Yeah.
And the great Victor Buono.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I'm his boy.
The house that they lived in that movie that they used for the movie, is up for sale. It's 4,000 square feet. Ooh, that's a big one. Five bedrooms, five bathrooms. Nice. A bathroom for each bedroom. Now, that's class. Plus guest house.
Ted house.
Ted could have his own house. It's 172 South McCadden Place in Los Angeles, the affluent Hancock Park neighborhood. But it was not formerly owned by, in the movie they said it was owned by Valentino, but not so much. But even cooler than that, it was used for the fucking, Baby Jane, one of the coolest movies ever made. So.
Yeah, well, there's rats in the basement.
Ooh, don't eat the lunch.
He was married to Mary Lou Henner. You know that? Frederick Forrest?
I did not know that.
Wow.
That's
I didn't either.
Weird stuff.
From 80 to 80, 80 to 83, only 3 years. But man, what a slice she was.
Yeah. That's when he was working, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
He was busy.
He's still alive, isn't he? Or is he passed away?
Yeah, he's still alive. Nah, still alive.
What the hell happened to him?
I have no idea. I'm trying to find a movie that he was. Attica. Wasn't he in a movie about the jailbreak at Attica?
Maybe.
In the 90s? Yeah, I can't find it anywhere on this. His last movie listing is All the King's Men, 2006. That's that Sean Penn movie, I think. 2006, he hasn't done anything. That's weird, man. It's a Sean Penn one. Yeah.
I think that, you know, the
he
people
is a
that
damn good actor.
We're talking about the mask.
He played
Dashiell
Hammett
twice.
Yeah.
Dashiell Hammett. Oh, that's right. I remember the Dashiell Hammett one.
Yeah,
it was good.
Did two. One called Hammett and one called something else. I forget what it was, the other one.
Yeah. I saw one of those.
Yeah. And he was good. And Falling Down. Yeah, damn good movie.
And he was in that musical.
Citizen Cone, the movie about Roy Cohn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was Dashiell Hammett in that one.
He played, and he was in that musical with Terry Garr that we were trying to think of. Coppola did.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, he does a lot of Coppola movies. He was the guy who refused to leave the boat at Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now. Chef.
Yeah,
Chef's head. Or Chef's
One
head.
From the Heart. One from the Heart is the musical.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
He started off in Dark Shadows. He was an extra in Dark Shadows.
Get out.
Interesting career, this guy. I want him back. He could do something now. What the fuck? Ain't that old.
Yeah. Maybe
he's
maybe
a year
he's
younger
like
than
enough.
Woody.
Yeah, he's rich enough, he doesn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Ashes
he had enough. I'm going to have a marathon with this guy soon.
Except for McRib sandwiches. My passion is not... I've not had one yet. I'm going to have one this week. I will give a full review on Monday. Maybe on Monday's show, if I can hook up tomorrow.
And if I remember, I'll try it. I'll try it this weekend.
I'll be wearing my McFace mask, though. You know, that's the thing, you know, and I'm kind of getting the understanding, like, a lot of these dummies are mad about, they don't wear the mask. Well, because, you know, Halloween is over, so I'm taking your mask off, right? Well, no.
That's right.
Not how it works. And, you know, they did that Man of the Year thing, or Person of the Year thing, Time Magazine. Did you see that?
Yeah. No, who are they out of this year?
Well, they gave it to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. Both of them? Yeah.
They won again today. They won today.
They
won,
winning.
I think, Tuesday. They won again. And, man, a couple times a week. It's kind of cool. Like, they must be having a gas, man. Anyhow.
You
got to
take up that Charlie Sheen soundbite. Winning.
I don't think they should have been Person of the Year, though.
No?
I mean,
if you really want to...
Who fucking dominated the headlines all year?
You're right. Bobo did. It's the one thing he did deserve. There you go.
I mean, they gave it to Hitler for the same reason.
Uh-huh.
But,
exactly.
You know, and I know why they didn't give it to him, because they don't want to encourage him. So you know what I think they should have done as a compromise? Is give it to me. Give it to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to redact it. Not only did I sacrifice a whole year of my career to social distance at home, well, it wasn't
That's
really
right.
voluntary,
That's right.
but they don't for a whole fucking year, and I risked my life and safety going out. Swearing on the Constitution.
There you go.
Collecting census.
That's right. You're a hero. You are a hero,
sir.
What
the fuck, man? Come on. A little love for that, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, guess that won't be happening.
Ingrate.
I will hold my breath. You know what I'm saying? All right. back to the news. Did you see this? I'll preface this with a story. Back in my old days of printing T-shirts and whatnot, we used to deal a lot with radio stations. Promotional T-shirts, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
Some of them cooler than others. This one guy... he used to bring us a six-pack every time. He was cool as fuck, man. We tried to get him one time and said, you know, hey man, we're filming pornos in the back. You want to, you know, get in on that? Without skipping a beat, he looks at us and goes, hey man, no muff too tough. You know. You're like, you're the man. You are the fucking man.
Uh-huh.
You're the fucking man. Get away from me. All right. But anyways, this is a different radio station. In this story, it's an urban radio station, which means, you know, like, at the time, this is like the 90s, so it was like rap, hip-hop, rhythm and blues, you know. And this old white guy is their sales rep. He comes over to the place, and he orders these promotional jackets, right? They're silk or satin jackets. Oh, they're really nice looking. Boy, they did look nice, right?
Uh-huh.
They printed their logo on the back. Trouble was, the boss was known to cut corners here and there, and these jackets were shit. They were pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They looked really nice, but they were pieces of shit. He comes in. This guy comes in. Bogey Mayer sitting in there. He comes in. He's like, he's holding this jacket in his hand, and we look at each other like, oh, Jesus, here it comes. He's reading us the riot act.
Well, I said,
well, Jesus, Gary. I didn't tell you to go out breakdancing in the thing. He stops, and then he breaks out laughing, and Bogey's laughing, and boy, that was, man, that diffused that situation, man. He's like, yeah, you know. We talked him off the ledge. It was so cool. Because he's an old fat white guy, you know, breakdancing. So, anyways, that leads us into our next story. Fucking breakdancing is going to be an Olympic event? What the fuck?
Yeah,
in 2024? I swear to you, I'm not making that up.
It's actually coming back, and it's not only coming back, it's going to be an Olympic event.
Who fucking breakdances? I didn't know it was still a thing.
Jesus,
that was,
Christ,
what, 90-something,
yeah,
man?
I gotta dig out my old piece of cardboard. Get practicing now.
What the fuck,
shit,
man? It's gonna be in the Summer Olympics, man. How weird is that? God, I earned a gold medal in breakdancing. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I don't.
Wow. Breakdancing.
That doesn't even
no.
make sense. Pardon me. All right. This was kind of weird. There's been an overall decline in serial killers. That's a good thing. It is a good thing.
I can see why.
Then they go. Well, you know, the numbers is, you know, I think it's maybe they also have like 40% of murders aren't, you know, accounted for. Those are probably the serial killers.
Yeah.
Those guys.
It's not special anymore. Back in the day, it was special. I mean, you had Son of Sam, you had, you know, but now it's like going on constantly, and no one cares anymore.
Zodiac killer. Now they say there is an increase in you know, mass killers go out and kill a bunch of people at once, but they say their psychological profiles don't overlap. They do those things for different fucking reasons. Where am I going with that? Oh yeah, this one part they said perhaps one of the things that is. You know, maybe there aren't as many serial killers because of all the internet porn. And, you know, people are able to...
There you go.
Rub one out.
That's a good thing.
You know.
Yeah.
Before I go out and rape and kill, maybe if I rub one out, I'll feel a little differently about things. You know.
It works.
my mom's theory, and when she was teaching junior high kids, I wish I could just give the boys a Playboy, send them off to the boys' room, calm down in class, and train out loud.
There you go. See?
My nose.
So maybe there is a, maybe there is a purpose for internet porn there.
Internet porn.
Science.
God bless it.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow, if you're, oh, you God boys out there, I don't know who. Evangelicals plan to encircle the Supreme Court and make walls of corruption and election fraud fall down. Tomorrow, December 12th.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep, they're going to march around the Supreme Court. And, hey, Matt, I think, if I'm not mistaken, though, if they do do that,
yeah.
Wouldn't that cause Bobo to lose again?
Winning.
Yeah. Cool.
That's right.
Right.
He's got one more loss, so don't go for it, Bobo.
Indeed. Good luck to you evangelicals out there.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Bunch of, they're a fun bunch. Fun bunch.
Aren't they?
And speaking of these weirdos, well, this isn't evangelical, but remember the blonde I said I'd take home, you know, at the end of the night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was witnessing for Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Turns out she used to be a stripper at the Bada Bing. I'm not making that up.
I might have seen her. Was it in the mid-80s? If it was in the mid-80s, I might have seen her.
This isn't the real Bada Bing. This is a knockoff, you know, named after the Sopranos Club in Lincoln Park, Michigan. The Bada Bing Strip Club, and she was a stripper there for back in 2000.
Jesus Christ.
She's the gift that keeps on giving. God bless her. She needs her own reality show, man. You know? I love her. Melissa Carone.
Yeah. Oh, man. There you go. She's got proof.
She was in trouble for sending revenge porn to her boyfriend's new, her ex-husband's new wife or something.
Christ.
Ooh, the real Bada Bing. Yeah. You know that's right. All right. Do we got anything else? Oh, yeah. Lastly, speaking of Bobo losing again, well, there's hope on the horizon. Where there's hope, there's Crosby. The Russian state media said that he's welcome to asylum in Russia.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
And let's give it to him. Get him the fuck out of here.
Good. Well, we wish him luck.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now back to our show.
Keeps me moving, stirring.
They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
All righty.
Massive dumps. I found that Attica movie that with Frederick Forrest, man. It was called Against the Wall. It was made in 1994. Very good movie.
TV movie?
No. It's playing now on HBO. Anybody has HBO? I don't know if it was a theatrical. No, it was a TV. Yeah, TV movie. Yeah, well, it was.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah,
watching TV movie.
And Clarence Williams III was in it.
Oh, yeah, man, with that gap. Did he bring his gap? You know, he brought his gap.
He brought his gap. He had
man
his gap.
Brings his gap.
Yeah, Lincoln Brothers.
Yeah.
Link.
Link Hayes, man. Coolest motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
He was
the coolest motherfucker on TV in
1968.
What's that?
He was in Justified. He had a bit part in Justified. You gotta see that.
So you said he was gonna get it into his house Justified. Yeah.
Harry Dean Stanton was in it. Christ, I want to see that again.
Harry
that was
Dean.
A good flick.
Dean.
Remember when that happened back in 1971?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the news
they
every night.
It all started because they play a little, what was it? What the hell you call it?
I don't know.
It's a little heater thing that the guy was using to heat up his tomato soup.
Hot plate, yeah.
Hot plate, that's what it is. Hot plate. And that's how the whole thing broke out.
It started out as an argument over a hot plate?
Yeah, something like
argument
that.
Argument over a hot plate? Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to take it away from an inmate. And it kind of escalated.
It's not like we don't need prison reform of some kind in this country. We have more prisoners than the fucking Chinese.
Yes, we do.
The Chinese kill a lot more guys. But hey, man, Obo's trying to make up for it. He's the first guy, he's the first president in 130 years that is executing federal prisoners as a lame duck. Congratulations. Classy job. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Here we go.
Good news. There's a new scotch on the bar, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Bogey's been drinking this for a while. Keeps telling me to get. I picked up a bottle of Famous Grouse.
Famous Grouse, yeah.
Now, this is a very approachable scotch. It is a blend, and it's a very low-priced blend, and it is excellent on the rocks.
Nice, sweet.
You budget alcoholics out there. Famous Grouse, two thumbs up.
You going to give yourself a bracer now on the line? Give yourself a bracer?
I don't want to. Man, I touch that scotch and I fall apart. I immediately make way less sense than I normally don't. So, not a good combination. Once again, happy Hanukkah. All our
happy
Jewish
Hanukkah.
Brethren, our brothers.
To all the Germans out there listening.
And this week, 40 years since the assassination of Mr. John Lennon.
Okay.
One of the weirdest things in my whole fucking life. Told the story on the show. Read The Catcher in the Rye, and a week later I find out that fucking murderers read Catcher in the Rye. It's a murder scene.
You haven't killed anyone yet, though, right?
I was thinking about it. And I said, nah.
I read the book three times. I didn't get any kind of urge yet.
No. I see that, and that was the reason why I picked that up. We had hundreds of books, but I'd read it before, and I just wanted something familiar that I wouldn't have to think too much about. You know, that I was already familiar with. I chose it.
And it was really written for real simple to read, like the dialogue and everything. They told him to dummy it up.
Yeah. It was, I read it at one sitting. It was I think that's the only time I've read a book in one sitting.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Get that one in American Lit class. Ooh, yeah. We don't yodel on Fridays. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Polka.
What, you gotta yodel? Okay.
This is a good one, DT. Brave Combo from Texas, man. He's
Brave
from Texas.
Combo.
Polka. They never disappoint. Here they come.
Good.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Combo!
Let's hookah!
Hey!
Woo!
that I'm just a day behind.
Hey!
Just a day behind. Just a day behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a day behind.
Okay.
Yep.
They bring it, man.
Right,
they bring
man.
It.
And GP was able to hang, man. That's how good it
uh-huh.
was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I like this cue. This is a good one. The beauty. Man. You know, we shouldn't just sit on our laurels, but why not? Laurels are kind of comfortable.
I find it very comfortable.
Yeah. I like my... All right. So. new cheap scotch. Man, the... Oh. I don't think my son listens to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I got the one drinking son and the one non-drinking son now, right?
Uh-huh.
Although the drinking son doesn't really drink. He just has... He'll have an occasional... You know. And I went to the Famous Grouse website. They have the coolest
yeah.
thing. You can get a custom printed label on a bottle of the Famous Grouse with the famous and then their name instead of Grouse.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Make that a nice guess.
I gotta check out how much. Yeah, I want to see how much it is. If it's like not too stupid, I'm gonna get him one. Cool as that.
Nice. Yeah, that would be.
Famous apathetic nation.
I love that.
So, yeah, I saw that and I was like, doing, 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 that's the perfect fit. Which my other son still drank just for the fact that I, you know, like, those are my best ideas for gifts or booze related items. I can always get him some deer beer. You know, deer beer.
There you go.
Canadian.
Now,
Canadian.
Now, which one used to drink the beer with the seafood sauce in it? What the hell is that called?
That's the wagon. That's the wagon son. Yeah, he's
okay,
the one that done drinking.
Right. Maybe that's what.
Probably one of the reasons. Dimity Christmas.
Uh-huh.
What was it? Fucking. Budweiser with Clamato juice?
That's it. Clamato juice, yeah.
The fuck?
Who came up with that?
My God. And he was, like, into it. He's like, oh, yeah, man. I'd buy him a couple of Clamato juice beers, you know. Oh, God.
Wow. Whatever.
Canadian head farted.
All right, Ted.
Apple Cheeks loves those. Oh, my God. Not the Clamato Budweisers. Jumping Jiminy.
I'm surprised you even have that in Canada.
Well. Man. Canadians are pretty weird, man. It's called a Caesar. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Canadian. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Warming up the transporter. Energize.
Tired of leaving nothing. No one even knows you're gone. Someone's always there to take your seat. Wonder how it feels to hear someone say, glad you're home, to greet the same old friends on familiar streets. My old pappy always told me, your fate is in your head. Stand, pad, or draw, it's yours to choose. Luck don't
come up that shy on the queue, man. It was like, I thought that was going to last, man. Live and learn.
I love this.
We'll get this done.
Maybe another 11 years.
Yeah. Where's my other cue there? Looking for. Here it is. Right. Chibi. what a good bunch of folks.
John Lovitz talks about working with Woody Allen. I got to check that video out.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't he, No.
He was in Small Time Crooks. You probably didn't even
never,
hear that.
Man,
movie,
I
did you?
Yeah. Never even heard of that one. Wow.
he did 3 years in a row. He said that he wants to make movies about the stuff that he enjoyed watching when he was younger.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of, like the Honeymooners type thing. And, it's the old-fashioned New York type shows type, And that one of the three was Small Time Crooks.
Check that out. I'm so far behind on Woody Allen.
I'm all caught up now that they finally released that other one.
Hey, everybody's gone from the chat.
Yep.
Good night, everybody. Nice bunch of nice loyal crew.
Yeah.
Good to have them with us. I think I'm going to go pour myself a famous apathetic nation.
It's late at night too.
Yeah, I know. And they always hang for the whole show, except for GT. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah, well, I guess we'll do it again Monday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, who's your Messiah now?
Edward G is.
Oh, okay.
That's
good
right.
Choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Deity's a deity. I'm a deist. When am I a theist? A deist? an ass coverer, I think, is what they call it. Yeah. Just in case. Just in case.
Yeah.
See you Monday.
All right.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!